Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
John Elder Robison's first book, the best-selling Look Me in the Eye, described growing up with Asperger's in a time before the diagnosis of the autism spectrum even existed. Now he's written a new book that fully embraces all we know and he's learned about Asperger's. It's his attempt to walk the line between embracing what's unique about the disorder and provide some very practical advice to those with it and those who love someone who has it. The book is called Be Different, Adventures of a Free-Range Aspergian. John Elder Robison joins us now in our studio. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on with you today.
Free-range Aspergian is a great term. Why that expression?
Well, because I grew up in kind of a free-range natural state. So many people today grow up with a diagnosis, and I feel like while a diagnosis can make services available to you, sometimes also saying, well, he has autism prevents people from expecting too much of you. And I grew up in a different world in the 60s.
Meaning that before this diagnostic spectrum existed, more might have been expected of you than someone in your position today?
Well, absolutely. Today, we might say he has autism, so he can't do that. When I didn't do something, they said, he's just a bad kid. He's just being defiant. He's just lazy. And while it hurt me to hear those kinds of things, it's like that Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue. It made me really determined to prove those people wrong and make my own way and make a success of myself.
You write that your childhood would have been easier had the people in your life who may have had the best intentions but simply didn't know how to act around you had some sort of guide.
I think so. And when I wrote Look Me in the Eye and I saw how so many readers looked at Look Me in the Eye as such a guide, I thought to myself, well, I can write a better guide. And that's what I did. That's what Be Different has, all my best quality of thought in these last 4 years.
Your book is full of little pull quotes, adages scattered throughout that are both instructive and I think helpful for a lot of people. Let's cruise through a few of them. Competence excuses strange behavior.
Well, it sure does, because I'm the same person I was when I was 16 years old, but when I said or did something people didn't expect at 16, they thought I needed to be locked in a cage. And now when I'm 53, they think I'm funny and clever and insightful for the same things.
And you wrote that while all of us grow and develop our entire lives, the pace of development slows down for most people in the late teen years. That's when those of us with Asperger's get our chance to catch up. Catching up may be a lot of work, but with sufficient focus and resolve, it can be done. So a kid whose social skills were way behind his peers in seventh grade may end up being just a little eccentric in college and downright popular in middle age, unquote. So talk about that development.
Well, I think that that's absolutely true. We often have strange interests, those of us with Asperger's. And one example of that, like with me, I was interested in electronics and music, and millions of people identify with that. But what if you're a kid and you're interested in electronics and light switches, and you're a weirdo freak? But then you get to be 35 years old, and a lighting company like Lutron makes you their director of research, and you're a hero for that company. So that's a perfect example of how you can find your place in the world from being really a freak as a kid.
Another adage, learn to accept the way other people do things even when I'm sure that they are wrong.
Well, that was a hard thing, but you know, when I look back on my childhood through the lens of watching my son Cubby grow up with Asperger's, I realized that a lot of times I brought problems on myself because I couldn't accept that there might be more than one way to do something.
Meaning people with Asperger's need to be understanding of the rest of everybody in the world, not just hope that everybody will understand your differences.
I think that the way you might say it is even if somebody's doing something wrong or they're wearing something that's funny or weird, rather than tell them and say it, if you can just keep quiet, you can still be true to yourself and you can not get into trouble. That's an important lesson for me to have learned.
One really interesting chapter is called Making and Keeping Friends. As many people know, Asperger's often makes it difficult to read facial features and nonverbal cues. What's your basic advice for friendships between Aspergians and what you call nipicals? And what does that word mean?
Well, psychologists coined the word neurotypical to describe people who don't have Asperger's. But I thought that sounded too clinical, you know, and I felt a contraction to nipical was a little friendlier. My basic advice to making friends is what I call watch, wait, and imitate, to watch what other people are doing quietly and see how you can fit in among them and dress as they dress and kind of behave as they behave, and you'll fit in better.
What do you think of the term that many have probably applied to you, high-functioning, quote-unquote, autism? You don't use it much in the book.
I don't use it in the book, but I recognize that some people with autism are touched by social disability like me and really millions of other geeky kids. Others with autism have profound or total speech impairment. And that is a much more crushing disability if you can't talk. So when people talk about high functioning, a lot of times they mean people who have less speech impairment or no speech impairment in the world of autism.
In fact, you say that there are three categories: those with Asperger's who are officially diagnosed along the autism spectrum, the proto-Aspergians, geeks and nerds who have some of the traits but aren't officially on the spectrum, and everyone else.
That's about right, yeah.
And nipicals or the neurotypicals or everyone else. And it's become, you know, kind of common usage. I know parents who've said about kids they've been around who are just a little bit awkward, or they're really into tech stuff and they're very quiet and avert their eyes, whatever. Oh, he's a little Aspergy.
I think that those kinds of people are going to be able to read the Be Different book and get useful insights to make their lives better. Even if those people don't have an Asperger diagnosis, they're still going to be able to read the stories and say, hey, that's how I feel, or that's how my son acts.
You have a chapter called Mind Your Manners, in which you write that to many people, normal means well-mannered, that it's important to learn the basic expectations of manners as a way to gain people's trust. But where do you draw the line between following social rules and not stifling all the unique things that come with being on the Asperger spectrum?
That's a hard balance, but certainly one thing that anyone who's different has to learn is if I'm one way and the rest of the and 99 other people in the world are different, I really have to teach myself to act in ways that the 99 will accept. I can't expect everyone else to change for me.
And your book is called Be Different. Did you hear that term applied to you a zillion times when you were a kid? Oh, he's different.
I did, and the secret is learning how to embrace being different and how to embrace the sort of geek in you and be true to yourself and yet act in ways that'll make you acceptable to society.
Did you sort of like the word and sort of not like the word at the same time as a kid?
Well, I'll tell you, I had a hard time as a kid with self-image because people said I was lazy and no good, and I really didn't feel different. I felt defective.
Yes.
So for me, being different is an emergence from being defective, and that's a really good thing.
Did you say you named your son Cubby?
Well, when I got him, the birth certificate said his name was John Elder Robeson, and we sort of named him Jack for my grandfather, but I always call him Cubby.
John Elder Robeson's first book, the best-selling Look Me in the Eye, described growing up with Asperger's. His new book is Be Different, Adventures of a Free-Range Aspergian. Thank you so much.
Woof. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.